Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line and the blog line that combines with it. I was just explaining to the audience that God got tired of the animal blood and he needed a sacrifice once and for all. And Jesus came as a sacrifice to this earth and became the God-man. Yeah, shed his blood on Calvary. And now we have a right to the tree of life because of the blood of Jesus. Just as he got tired of animal blood, I was explaining about the new awakening. This is a spiritual shift from the approach to God. He got tired of the approach to God being the give me, give me, give me. Every time he turned around, somebody says, give me, give me, give me this, give me, give me, give me, give me. Anybody gets tired of that. You will get tired of that. I will get tired of that. Just give me, give me, give me, give me. Never reciprocal. Never saying, Lord, thank you. I appreciate you. I want to give you my joy, my peace, my love. You're everything I need. And I've come to thank you for what you've done. And that's what we're doing now. In the new awakening, this is a thank you awakening. Most of the time we come to God now, we go to God now, it's simply to say thank you. Amen. And let me tell you something. It moves God. So much praise coming to him. But at the same time, it makes the enemy very, very angry because he's already jealous. We see that from heaven when he was there and trying to overtake heaven. And that was a war in heaven. Amen. So the trouble started in heaven. And here we are now as a result of thank God and habits, the praises of his people, Psalms 22 and 3. So we're grateful that he's here already. We're looking and waiting to hear the praises of his people, inhabiting party that we have every morning. He's looking forward to it. Amen. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, I tell people the greatest privilege of my life is to come before you just to say thank you. Didn't come to really ask you for much. This is for the people. But I really came to thank you for much because you've done so much. As the senior saints used to sing, I cannot tell it all. Oh, God, thank you for what you are. And thank you for what we are. Thank you for your loving kindness. And thank you for your tender mercy. I want to thank you for a few things that I don't normally thank you for. I want to thank you for a good digestive system. Because without it, Lord, we'd be messed up. I want to thank you for our big toes, because without it, we could not balance ourselves. I want to thank you, Lord, for these fingers on our hands. We couldn't even pick up coins without them. I want to thank you, Lord, for these precious ears to hear. It would be miserable if we couldn't hear anything. I want to thank you for these veins in our bodies. Oh, God, only you could have thought of that, to let the blood flow throughout the body so that life could dwell in our bodies. Oh, God, so many things. I want to thank you for these capillaries in our body. God, so important. I want to thank you for the sinuses that you created. We'd be miserable if we didn't have the sinuses. Oh, God, so many things that we never think about. But you did it, God, in your genius. Nobody is like you. As far as the heavens are above the earth, our thoughts are just that far from yours. But you, somehow bear with us. We thank you for it. Thank you for loving people around us. Thank you because you, through Jesus, shed your blood, and the blood still works. Mm. Well, thank you for blessing us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. Oh, God, so many things. We love you, and we appreciate you, and we honor you. We give you all the glory, all the adoration, all the praise. Thank you for all the joy, the peace, the hope. Oh, God, so many things that you do for us. And we ask you to forgive us for every sin of omission, of commission. Thank you for it. Mm, thank you. And forgive us for any thoughts that are not like you. We just love you and praise you. Oh, thank you for allowing us to breathe another breath and for being a heart fixer and a mind regulator and for letting our heart beat another time. We were sleeping, didn't know it was beating, but you knew, and you kept it beating. Thank you for it. We love you, Lord. Now, this is a great day. We rejoice in you. And we ask that you take over the prayer line. We surrender it to you. We'll know, God, through the things that you do, how gracious and how good you've been to us. Look on those who are sick, those who are down, pick them up. Those who have their backs against the wall, God, solve the problem. In Jesus' name we pray. And we thank you for it. Thank you, Lord. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. We love you, Lord. And we praise you and thank you for everything. Thank God. Amen and amen. And amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you. And to those who are awake, Mother Johnson said, when you come in the room, boy, speak. I'm speaking to you all. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you and to you. Amen. Great day. And let's give God his due benevolence, what he's been waiting on, his praise. Like nobody else is praising him. Let's give him the praise that he really waits on. He inhabits praise parties and wants you to worship him. He's done enough for us to worship him over and over and over and over again. All right? When I say praise, Jack, come on in and give him praise. Don't let me have to always call your area code for you to realize God's been good to you. And then you make me wonder if something's wrong with you. Anybody who's been that good to you and you treat him so bad makes me wonder if something's wrong with you. You ought to be waiting to give him praise, waiting to give him adoration in all these area codes. Amen. And don't make up your mind that you're not going to be the one who just praises the Lord for 2 seconds. You say, thank you, Jesus. That's it for you. Well, if I ask God to respond to the way that you praise him, I think he would give him more praise because his response to you would be 2 seconds. 2 seconds, my God. All right, let's give God praise and let's go through here. Amen. Praise shake everybody.
Thank you.
Tell us his goodness.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Sister Sheila 860 in Connecticut. I truly, truly thank the Lord for allowing me to see a brand new day that I've never seen before. I truly thank God for this wonderful prayer line. I thank God for Dr. Johnson and Dr. Betty Johnson and the entire prayer line for starting this prayer line. I thank God. I thank God for you all. It really enriches my soul in the morning. And this morning, I just want to continue to give God all the praises for his great works that he has done. Even if I felt like he didn't do anything for me, he woke me up. He did a lot of things for me. You know, we can say that we don't know what God, yes, God did a lot. He woke us up. He protected us. He guided us. He strengthened us. He took us to our destination, wherever we need to go. Even if we didn't go anywhere, he walked with us. He talked with us. God just did so much for me. And I just want to give God all the praise and honor. I thank God for my two wonderful children. Even they are grown, you still got to stay on bending knees and pray for them. I constantly keep them in prayer. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for this wonderful prayer line. And I want to thank each and every last one of you. God is good, and he is worthy. He's greatly to be praised. God bless you.
Thank you, Sister. The line is open.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a praise report. I thank God for just waking me up this morning, and I know I am a living testimony in the name of Jesus because God has saved my life so many times. And thank you, Jesus, even when I didn't want to minister to his people or and people talked about me and talked about my voice. And so I used to run, but now I don't run anymore. I just tell them still what I had to grow up in the name of Jesus. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I give God all his praises and all his glory on today in the name of Jesus. And I thank God for this special prayer line. I thank God for Dr. Johnson and Dr. Bed and all of these. I have to say it in the name of Jesus because it's spirit for me to say it. There's so many phone women and men on this phone and his name, you know, on this block and on this special prayer line. And I just want to say, God, thank you this morning. In the name of Jesus, I can just go on and name like Dr. Stern. I might cannot call everybody's name, but I just thank God for them. Dr. Pfeiffer and it's so familiar because thank you, Jesus. Dr. Hodgick is the name of Jesus. And it's so many that comes on here. I enjoy listening to you. I'll just hear you. And when I'm down, you know, it doesn't matter how religious you are or what kind of gift you have. Everybody, we all thank you, Jesus. I hear he said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In the name of Jesus, thank the Lord. In the name of we all just like filled away. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Jesus. And he said we all have something to say in the name of Jesus. And I hear this for the blood. And Pastor Johnson, you on mom, I'm saying in the name of Jesus, thank the Lord. He said we shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. And God, we does have favors. I hear favors. In the name of Jesus, thank the Lord. He said, I just man falls. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you seven times. But he put him right back up. He picked him right up in the name of Jesus. Thank the Lord. And also, if some people's on the first prayer line this morning, he putting y'all in leadership positions. God said, have faith and believe in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I'm picking up straight witchcraft. In the name of Jesus, we bind out that this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because they can't stop nobody, can't block nobody. Why I'm saying it, because I'm feeling it. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, is why I'm talking it. In the name of Jesus, thank the Lord, hallelujah. Because God got more power than the devil, and it cannot stop God's people. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And also, I'm just saying what God said, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And also, I would like to say, the young lady called me a few days ago, and she wanted me to pray over some oil. And I told her, I said, well, I can't pray over it. I said, I can pray, but I can't pray over this oil. I said, you got to call Pastor Johnson. She said, but I need it. I said, but I can't pray over it. I can't pray. I said, I can, but I can't. I'll be moving there by the Holy Spirit. But I said, I can't pray over it. And I said, call him up right now. And so she called me back, and I said, after he prayed over it, then you call me back. And she called Pastor Johnson, and she said, he is in a meeting. And I just went to Wednesday. I said, no, the Holy Spirit is saying to tell you this got to be done today. I said, you just wait till he get out the meeting, and whenever he get out, then after he pray over it, then you call me back. We're going to see what happens. So I had forgotten, it just left my mind. I was doing something else. So the phone rang about 20 minutes later. The young man had called Pastor Johnson. He had prayed for her. She called me back, shouting and just jumping up and down and shouting. She was saying, praise the Lord. I got my breakthrough. And the anointing was it was just so exciting. I just started praising it with her. She couldn't stop praising the Lord. She said, thank you for being obedient to the Holy Spirit. And I told her, I said, well, I couldn't pray over it. He had to do it. So I'm just going to rejoice with you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So that's my praise report. God bless you all today. Everybody on the block line today and on the prayer line, first through prayer line. And God bless you. And everybody have a good day. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, Prophet. Thank God. Be listening to hear what the Lord is saying to you. And thank the Lord for your praise report. The line is open.
And ma'am, Pastor, can I say here, as you speaking, I know you in leadership, but as you speaking, but Holy Spirit said, when you be quiet about something, God got a big breakthrough and a blessing coming for you. He don't want you to worry about it. No, you've been worrying too much. Just stop the worrying in the name of Jesus.
Thank you so much, Prophetess Baker. You're certainly not out of order. Anytime God speaks like
thank you,
that.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. And thank you so much.
God bless
all right,
you,
Mother Dick?
Yes, sir.
All right. You want to get one more?
This is Sister Lucille. I want to first give honor to God and all the saints on this prayer line. I thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for all his blessings. I put on this. My sister got a chance to look at her appointment. And I just thank the Lord for that. I really do. I just truly, truly thank the Lord for all his blessings and all that he has done for me in my life. And I'm asking the saints to continue to keep me and my family in your prayers. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right, then. There's right, one more, Dr. Johnson. Should I get another one?
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the lady guy from the state of Florida. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. Man of God and the one that's in charge of the prayer this morning, the praise report. I praise God for all of his goodness, his tender mercy, his loving kindness. I thank God for waking me up this morning with my life, my health, and my strength. And most of all, I'm thanking him for salvation, for the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. God is good to me, and I praise him for his goodness. And can nobody do us like the Lord? Mm-hmm. I love the Lord all of my heart. I love him. I've been listening to all the praise reports and testimonies and all that good stuff. But, I be listening and thanking God for what he's doing for me right now. And I want to give a short praise report. I've been on this prayer line. My husband and I, he's gone on to be with the Lord. But I start counting the years, and this year will be 5 years he's been gone. But I believe we've been on here at least about 7 years. And I want to let the prayer line know that it has been a blessing to me. And I was thinking, I said, this year I began to think back on some things and want to get some things done financially. And the Lord brought my mind back to a 401k that I had forgotten about because I want to get some bills paid because I'm not really working like I used to work. I am a retiree, and so I go in sometime and do substitute teaching. So I remember I said, God, I want to get some bills paid because I don't want to be working like I used to work no more. I really want to enjoy my retirement. So I remember that 401k, so I called the company, and they told me how much money I had. I said, thank you, Jesus, and I can pay off some of these bills and enjoy my retirement. And Pastor Johnson, Dr. Johnson, Apostle Johnson, whatever, all these titles that you have, I want to let you know that I'm willing to and desiring to come to the Praise Convention Conference this year. I missed last year, but the Lord delay is coming. I'm working on coming to the one this year. So, thanks of God, I want you to continue to keep me in your prayers because God is doing great things for me in my life, opening doors, and I praise Him for what? And getting people out of the way that should be in the way, and I praise Him for that. I think sometimes, and I'm going to be honest with you, Dr. Johnson, sometimes I get lonely. But God, He always comes through for me.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. I understand.
And I praise Him. And I praise Him.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank Him. I thank Him. Hallelujah. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. I thank God.
Thank you,
Jesus. And I want you to look at me and pray for me. No, God is good. I love you, and nothing you can do about it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
I'm so happy to hear your voice.
Good morning. So yes to you.
Praise God. Praise God.
Praise
God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
yourself.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Back in your hands, Dr. John.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Holy Ghost just took over here.
Thank you, God.
Ambassador Meg Johnson in Texas. Praise God this morning.
asking you to pray for a young lady that's at the nursing home, that works at the nursing home, that's a forward buying abuse in her home. I'm asking you all to pray for her. Name is Michelle. The Lord would turn things around and work it out. If you can bind abuse, we're lifting God, lifting her up before the Lord that He would fix the situation. When it comes to marriages, God really knows how to deal with marriages. I don't know, but I know to take it to the Lord in prayer.
Uh-huh.
You too. Just help me lift the Lord, lift her up to the Lord. And also, I've been just asking God, Lord, don't let us fall into the hands of an angry, arrogant, violent hand as president. Don't let us fall in that area.
Amen.
And lift up that before the Lord and put our petition in. I believe that, saints of God, we have a right to petition the Lord. Fall into the hands of this angry, arrogant, violent man.
It's in 919.
All right, go ahead.
Brother William, Cedar Grove, North Carolina.
Hallelujah.
I'd first like to give honor to Yahshua and to the bishop. And I thank him for everything. And I praise him all the time. I thank him how he takes me on a danger highway. And I thank him for another year. I was 84 the second of this month. And I praise him. And I praise him. The song that stays with me would be my testimony. I just would sing it. What could I do if it wasn't for him? Oh, my, I couldn't do anything. I thank how I gave the prayer line to a friend of mine yesterday, and she said she was going to listen at it this morning, and I hope she's listening at it. And I praise him, I praise him, I praise him, I thank him for my children. I thank him for that I'm still driving. And people were saying that you need to stop driving. I said, but I'll stop when the master allow me to stop. And I thank him for how he healed my body. And I thank him that I had two hips, one knee, two eyes, and how it would burn. But I kept fighting that demon. And I thank him that he gave me peace with that. I love him. I praise him. I've been praising him ever since I was a real young woman. And so you all pray for my family. And the song would be my testimony. What could I do if it wasn't for him? And so you all pray for me. Continue and pray for my family. Pray that I have I have so many eggs and things, and that I don't know what to do with them. And pray that. Pray my strength in Yahshua.
It does make me different. I need a financial million also. I need to be able to sit for me and my body.
Good morning. 314, Baxter Lake Jones. Last night on the youth prayer line, Dr. Johnson, I was trying to give you this prayer request, but I don't know if you guys know Miss Robbie from Sweetie Pie. She lost her grandson to violence, and I just want to lift that family up in prayer.
That's Miss Robbie?
Mm-hmm. The owner of Sweetie Pies, the restaurant Sweetie Pies.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she lost her grandson.
708, Ambassador Lake Digby. I want to request prayer for the young people in my church and young people everywhere. And also I want to agree with Evangelist Johnson about this arrogant president. I want God to not let us fall into the hands of an arrogant president.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much. That's so very, very important. Arrogance is basically the root for a satanic move. I've studied the gospel, and that will start moving. Normally, it's through arrogance. Yeah. So we definitely need to pray that prayer. Okay? We got so many prayer requests here. Go ahead.
My prayer request is, I hear the Spirit, to pray for marriages. It's the Spirit trying to come in, hallelujah, and tear out husband, wife, tear out marriages. And I want to pray for that. In the name of Jesus, that God would restore marriages. So there's something God ordained marriages through a woman and a man. And I'm asking a prayer request for husband and wife to stay together, work things out. Not just for the church, but for themselves also.
Great, great. Why don't you take...
That's Ambassador Johnson. Good morning. This is Ambassador Sean Green. I would like to take those three marriages with Prophetess Baker. I am just in tears because I've been praying for my sister. She is planning to divorce her husband. They've been married almost 20 years, and it is a satanic attack. Her husband has been in the wrong most of the marriage, but we're in church weekly. We're learning how to pray for our husbands to stand behind them. And I know that some women say, well, I won't take this and I won't take that. And some women are lonely, and some women want a husband. So I want to just begin to pray for those 3 years, probably, if that's okay with you. But thank you so much for saying that.
Sure.
I'm ripped out with the Holy Spirit.
Pray for those three, all right?
Father, in the name of Jesus, as I humbly approach you, Lord, I just ask for forgiveness, Father, so that my prayer request can be heard, Father. Lord, I want to make my request clear and known to you, God, openly, God. Thanking you, God, believing that you are God, Lord Jesus, God, who listens, Lord, to the heart of your people, Father. And as my own sister, Lord, I have been silent with this prayer because I've just been praying, Lord, work it out, God. Work it out. Doesn't matter who has fault or who's wrong. You are a loving God, Lord. And first of all, save him, God. Save him, Lord Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the young lady that Sister Johnson wanted to lift up in regards to marriage. And I believe it was... Mother Davy that was praying for young people and someone else, but God, I thank you for using Prophet Baker about marriages. I believe Sister Sheila Brown is in a situation praying about marriages, Lord. God, I just ask you to touch these marriages, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Let a new love come in, Lord Jesus, God, a love never seen, God. A love only that you can open the door for, Father, Lord. God, and I ask you, Lord Jesus, in women that are retired or divorced or single or whatever it is, Lord Jesus, let a new love flood through, Lord Jesus, God, Lord, of your holiness, Father. Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus, God, because you are our first love. You're our first love, God. You're our first love, Lord Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, and I'm just praying to bind division in the name of Jesus, Lord. If you can remember my marriage, God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing here, Lord, in Missouri. But God, other marriages, women that are struggling, silent sufferers is what I'm hearing they're being called. Silent sufferers, God. Lord, I'm asking you to increase in the love, Lord, as they were prophesied, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. We are not silent sufferers, Lord Jesus. We do have a voice, God. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord Jesus, God, not to be under that banner, that title, Lord Jesus, God. It is not of you to be silent, Lord. You said make your request known, and these marriages need you, God. They need you. People on this line that are silent, Lord, they need you, God. In the name of Jesus, you're putting Dr. Piper on my heart, Lord. Strengthen her, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Sister Jennifer is planning to be married, God. Lord, teach us, Lord, as women about sacrifice, Lord Jesus, God. And standing behind, that doesn't mean standing under, but standing behind the word of God, lifting up these men in the name of Jesus. In your hands, Prophet, thank you, God bless you.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Prophet, thank you. And you want to pray for us?
Is it okay? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.